Welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard, and today, once again, we're talking about the 3DS, more about the software. Backwards compatibility is fairly strong. I mean, I haven't come across any DS games that didn't work. Obviously, Game Boy Advance games won't work because there's no Game Boy Advance port. Although, with the introduction, eventually, we'll have the Virtual Console, so at least that's been confirmed for Game Boy and Game Boy Color games. Whether that will at some point have Game Boy Advance, especially since a lot of companies and stores are pulling the Game Boy Advance off the market, I think that's something Nintendo should really look into. There's a lot of piracy issues in terms of, you know, people have been using the R4 or the Action Replay DSi and stuff like that on the system, and basically Nintendo said with software updates, there is record, obviously, with the activity log of anything and everything run on the system. And if anything is out of place, they can possibly send an update that would break your system. So I have an Action Replay DSi, but I will not ever use it because I don't want that to happen. The basic thing with DS games is that if you hold the start and select buttons while you're starting the game, you can get the original resolution, which is about a third of the screen. It looks like it's so small it's hard to play. So a lot of people will just play it regularly, which will stretch the system. It will look even, but it'll look a little blocky because, hey, they're DS games, and the DS 3DS is a much higher resolution. It's actually an 800x240 resolution on the top screen. So it makes a big difference in terms of what 3DS games can do versus what DS games could do. So the first software update also came on Sunday, and it came with a 3D version of the song White Knuckles music video by OK Go, which, I don't know, I think I would rather have had the Japanese version. They had a song, basically, Super Mario Brothers live, and so they had these cameras going around, these people playing Super Mario Brothers theme. I think I would rather have had that, but still, you know, OK Go had to release a 3D version of their song, which is okay, and the 3D in it works quite well. The Mii Maker is a huge improvement in software-wise over the Wii version, and you can actually transfer Miis from the Wii to the 3DS, but you can't go back the other way because the 3DS has more physical features and create more detail in their Miis than the Wii does, which is kind of pointless because they could easily update the Mii Maker on the Wii to have these same features. I don't know why they didn't. Apparently the Wii version of Mii Maker has had the option to connect to the DS for some time, but only in Japan, because Japan has a special cartridge which introduced Miis into little mini-games and stuff for the DS. But anyways, the augmented reality games, the AR games, it comes with 5 cards in a little packet, and one of them's got the question mark, and this has got Mario, and Link, Kirby, Samus, and some Pikmin. So basically, you put those in front of the back cameras, and things pop out of them in terms of whatever characters on those. Or the augmented reality games, there's the target shooting, so you aim around a 3D, the real world environment, and shoot at targets, or fishing, which you eventually unlock more features as you go along. The fishing game, you just, you know, fish. There's a kind of a pool ball kind of game, so you have a billiard and you aim a ball at a certain target. And there's a couple other unlockable ones, like Globe, Clock, harder versions of the other games, and Star Picks and Mii Picks. So Mii Picks, you take a picture of your Mii standing in a real-world environment, posing in certain places with other objects or other Miis. And the Star Picks are the ones that use the other cards, like Mario and Link and so on. So that's pretty fun. Face Raiders is a game that comes with the system that you take a picture of somebody's face, and it puts those faces on little beanies that fly around, and you're supposed to shoot them with tennis balls, which is a lot of fun. If you saw Jimmy Fallon the other night, they made him, it's supposed to identify whether it's a man or woman and is young or old, so it identified him as a young female, which is kind of funny, and I've seen a lot of other embarrassing mix-ups. So anyways, I'll have another episode in a little bit. Please follow me at Dilbert42 on Twitter and codemaster2005@gmail.com.